I've been to South Carolina.
Yeah, how was that?
Not too good.
Yeah.
We're in trouble, and we're going to lose Georgia, I'm pretty sure. And I think we got a, maybe 45, 55 chance in Florida. Nobody's doing any work down there. George Smathers and Holland, everybody's looking out there for themselves. Yeah. South Carolina, we had a good meeting, Nolan Johnson and all the fellows, but we got a good chance of losing those three states.
Well, I thought it read well. You know, the story.
I don't know. I haven't seen them. I've just been speaking. I finished up. We had, I believe we had 75,000 in Columbia. They said they had 100 from every county. And the governor is a wonderful man, and he fought so hard. And Olin Johnson did his part. We may pull through, but it doesn't look too good.
Yeah.
I don't think it's critical, but I'd like to help.
Sure. I understand.
How you getting along?
Well, fine. I didn't know whether on this, they were, you know, and I know how hard you've been going, but it would make a be a big help, I think, in Long Island. You know, the day that you're coming in, I think it's the 31st.
Yeah.
If perhaps you could come in a couple of hours early and we could take a trip through, you know, arrive at the airport out on Long Island and take a trip through Nassau County. They think they could get a couple of 100,000 people out.
Well, if it's not already blocked out, it'll be done, period. Jack Valenti's not here. Wait a minute, maybe he is. Well, let me see if he is now. That's the 31st, and I speak
you're
that...
You're supposed to come in for the rally. You were going to come in for the whole day, and I think the day's been canceled.
I speak that night at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, and if he could come in so that you could maybe arrive at one of those fields out in Long Island and then just take a motorcade in through.
Say at 3 o'clock or 4 or
yeah.
something? Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Is this important?
Yeah, it would really be a big help.
We trying to beat Williams very confidentially. That son of a bitch is going to give us a hell for 4 years if he's still there, and we're within 4 points of beating him.
Yeah.
If we could get the Negroes to come down and get their people to vote. So I told him to put in my schedule that we would be in Wilmington at 3:30.
Yeah.
And Dover at 5 o'clock. Before we went to New York. Now, I've told Marvin Watson, who's in charge of my schedule, Jack Blendy's gone,
yeah.
that if this is important, to tell them in Delaware, we'll be there at noon, and we'll try to get through at 2:30 at Dover, and leave at 3 and get up there by 3:30 or 4.
Well, that'd be terrific if you could do it.
Now, if it's that important, we'll do it. I want to beat this son of a bitch, Williams, and if I do this, you get some Negroes, you talk to Roy Wilkins and get him to send one or two of his organizers into Dover and Wilmington. They got a lot of people registered, but they say they won't vote.
You know who's good? That's Charles Evers from Mississippi.
Yeah?
They could get him up there.
All right. Well, now, I can't do that. Will you do that for me?
Yeah.
I'll give you 3 hours.
And I'll get the people there.
I'll give you 3 hours before the... Madison Square Garden. I'll be in New York not later than 4 o'clock.
Okay, and I'll get Burt Marshall again.
And you just do it quietly and call on anybody in the federal government you need, but do it where they don't catch you.
Yeah, we'll do
but
it.
We want all the money, and I'm putting some money in there, but we just want to keep him from hounding us every day for 4 years. And I'll be there, and you just set the schedule what you want me to do.
Thanks a lot.
Now, is there anything else I can do?
No, that's terrific.
Give when you turn over that night there and put that Ethel on your arm, give her a hug for me, will you?
I'll do that.
Good night.
Hello?
Hello?
Are you through?